Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, the control freaks are destroying every basic liberty in the name of safety. Like the state police, we're public safety. And then, oh, safety. There's no Bill of Rights or Constitution or private property rights or free choice if it's safety. Meanwhile, they push an entire agenda that is completely unsafe. We're talking to David Sardi, one of the folks that's on the show or been on the show. Preppers, doomsday preppers. The truth is the doomsday situation is nuclear war. It's solar flare, things like that. We should always be prepared. That's just common sense. The government's prepared, but says that we're kooky to be prepared. And I think we're going to be here after 2012. I think everything's going to be all right if the globalists don't cause a problem. Governments, democide, number one cause of death in the 20th century was government, 260 plus million people. David, what's your view on crises or doomsday scenarios? Why are you prepping?
Well, it goes back to a long time ago. I mean, even when I was younger, I was in the Boy Scouts, you always prepare for the worst and hope for the best. Now, I consider a worst-case scenario would be to this country would be an EMP because everything runs on electronics. The trucks are computerized. And I consider that worst-case scenario for us. So I try to lean my stuff toward that. So if I'm prepared for that, that means ice storms and other little, you know, if the Madrid fault goes, I mean, if any of that stuff happens, all the stuff I've prepared for EMP will work just as well for the other. The big thing you have to know is your location. And if you live on the coast of Florida and you're only 2 or 3 foot above sea level, you need to have a bug out plan. Okay? If you live next to a volcano, you need to have a bug out plan. You know, and a lot of it is knowing the dangers in the area where you are located. So that's my advice. I agree with you.
And the reason the system hates this, I want to get your take on this, is because any time we start thinking for ourselves and being wily, that's called not being domesticated. They want us just these mindless, domesticated creatures who don't think about threats because we'll recognize the government's a big threat as well. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. On my daily prepper report, that the highest rated threat to the American people today is the government. It's the viral government. It's like a parasite that's going to consume the host. And that's the biggest threat to our economy and everything today in the whole world is this viral government, completely out of control growth of the government. And it's not just the federal government. While this dog and pony show for president's going on, most people in the country are ignoring their state and local governments. You got to watch it because the schools are out of control with their spending. I tried to give my school some ink pens, boxes of pens. Once they had to look at it and make sure it didn't have any writing on it. What the difference does it make? I got it out of a landfill. They were throwing this stuff away. Give it to the schools. They couldn't take it because it had advertisement on the pencils. You know, it's stupid stuff like this where we got this viral government going out of control and the rules and regulations. They're passing bills that the common person can't even read anymore. I mean, they're like, what, 10-pound documents for a bill on how to build a railroad crossing or something? That's just stupid. I mean, we've got, I don't know, it's just out of control.
We've got a giant group of bureaucrats who want to just create more and more to make their name, and it just never ends. They've always got new excuses, and they call us extremists because we don't want to be their slaves. And you're right, I saw a big poll out. The American people see the government as the biggest threat, more than, quote, Al-Qaeda. The people are waking up. David Sardi, thanks for joining us. Try to shed some more light on your case because it's happening to hundreds of thousands of others. We'll be back with you.
folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are now into hour number 3. We've had a jam-packed transmission so far today, obviously. I want to go into a host of issues with Sheriff Richard Mack today. He had one of the most important landmark Second Amendment cases back in the mid-1990s. It was also a Tenth Amendment states' rights case, and the Supreme Court ruled the federal government could not have the waiting period to buy firearms, that it was a restriction on the Second Amendment. Then they just brought in the instant check, which became basically an instant ban. But in that ruling, it clearly states what we already knew. The feds are out of their jurisdiction when it comes to the Second Amendment trying to restrict law-abiding citizens. Now, since then, Sheriff Mack has worked to get sheriffs informed about their duty in the Bill of Rights Constitution. In the old days, when the feds tried to come to your office or business, they brought the police with them. In fact, still in Austin, when I've had the FBI visit before, because they had a subpoena, some idiot was threatening people on the message board or whatever, and they wanted to find the IP address, they had local police with them. ATF once showed up, had local police with them. More and more, they don't have local police. So the entire jurisdiction is being erased, and the feds are now involved in everything they weren't involved in just 20 years ago. The TSA isn't even sworn peace officers, and they're doing things the FBI won't do, going in your pants. The government just created a new agency because they couldn't get the FBI to do things like that. They just hire a bunch of brown shirts that don't know any better. This is a power grab. But now, from Dallas to Boston, there's TSA on the ground coming up and grabbing you and your family. You thought you would just not fly? They're coming after everybody. It's a 10th Amendment power grab. It's a 4th Amendment power grab. And so he had a big event, and over 100 sheriffs showed up, and he wants to start having more of them just to read from the Bill of Rights Constitution, to talk about his book, The Sheriff, America's Last Hope, Ultimate Enforcers of the Constitution, Protectors Against Government Tyranny, America's Last Hope, Brave Oath Keepers, that's the Denver Post. Emerging Movement Encourages Sheriffs to Act as Shields Against Federal Tyranny. The 100 or so sheriffs gathered in Las Vegas Hotel Ballroom 2 weeks ago learned that some weighty titles have been attached to their stars they wear on their chest. So it's a condescending thing. Now, you know, making fun of pointing out that sheriffs are the elected people, protectors, that they are the folks that are there to call out the citizens for aid if needed. This is constitutional government, but they make a big joke out of it because the feds are trying to have the states through the cities absorb the counties, which is completely backwards. Ultimate Enforcers of the Constitution, Protectors Against Government Tyranny, America's Last Hope, Brave Oath Keepers, and the sheriffs, including 8 from Colorado, learned that they needed to protect their citizenry from much more than local lawbreakers. In today's world, public enemy number one just might be the federal government. You mean the folks shipping guns into Mexico and blaming the Second Amendment, or caught shipping drugs in? You mean the ones that released in Texas alone? Houston Chronicle reported in 1 year over 200,000 violent felon illegals. They release them and don't even deport them. Yeah, I think the federal government's been taken over and is enemy number one. It's just not our government anymore. In today's world, public enemy number one might be the federal government or the out-of-control federal bureaucracy, as organizers of the convention like to refer to it. The person who will stand tall against federal tyranny, even if it means armed resistance, according to the organizers, is the county sheriff. They are so afraid of that, ladies and gentlemen. The whole Warner Defense Authorization Act is about if you take your state back, it says have federal troops come in over the state. This is Texas tried to pass a law saying TSA has to follow the law, can't touch your genitals. And the Fed said, we'll have a blockade of air travel. We'll block physically a blockade, an act of war. That was on the news last year. And it goes on. Total demonization, total panicking of Sheriff Mack that organized it. They hate Mack because he's a go-getter, won at the Supreme Court. He's a good guy. He never talks about violence. That's why he's having to sue the Southern Poverty Slime Center. I want to talk about that with him today because they said he calls for killing cops. And he said, show me for a year where I said that. They said, okay, we'll do a little retraction. Didn't really do it. So he's suing him now. They think they can just do whatever they want. Okay, because they represent the foreign banks taking over this country. Sheriff Mack joins us to talk about this and more today from the InfoWars.com studios. And Sheriff, it is good to have you here with us. Give us a report on your event, the meeting, the demonization, and then we'll get into the NDAA, everything we warned about now manifesting, which gives us more credibility than ever. They're so scared of sheriffs rediscovering their duty as elected representatives of the people. How dare someone at a county level actually follow their oath? This is horrible what you're doing.
Well, Alex, thanks. Sorry I'm not in Orlando with you. I'd love to be there with you. The convention for the Constitutional Sheriffs was absolutely successful. It was absolutely a miracle. All the volunteers felt it. Alex, I'm telling you, this is the good news of what you and I have been working on for decades. This was really a powerful, patriotic, freedom-enhancing convention. It was, again, as you mentioned, my message has been one of peace, solutions, and that, just like you mentioned about my book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope, this is a way for us to provide, and this is a theme, of course, for all police and sheriffs nationwide, to serve and protect. That's all we're talking about. We simply want our nation's police officers, and of course the sheriffs who are the only elected police officer in the country, to keep their oath. And if government comes in, and as you've mentioned on InfoWars on your website, when they declare war on Amish farmers who deal in raw milk, and now they want to put these good, honest Americans in prison and jail and destroy their land and farms, Who is it that will...
3 years in prison they're facing. That's in, yeah. That's in the news today. 3 years in prison now for the Amish,
Yeah, and these people have never hurt anybody, and I've been helping Vernon Hirschberger in Wisconsin, who deals in raw milk, and I was on his farm, and I ate a complete farm organic meal with him and his kids, and I drank raw milk in public, and also at our convention with the sheriffs at lunchtime, I had Max Kane bring in some raw milk, and I drank raw milk in front of all the sheriffs, so they could see how stupid this is and how silly. And the comparison that I make there with the raw milk is I compare it to Rosa Parks. And our government just brags now that we don't arrest people anymore for failing to get to the back of the bus. Well, that's a flat-out lie. All we have done is switch it to other people. And isn't it absolutely hypocritical and so stupid that we claim that we don't arrest people for failing to give their seat to a white man, but we will arrest you and put you in jail for 3 years, as you mentioned, for not pasteurizing your milk? And that's how stupid our government has gotten, and that's why I have worked so hard with the sheriff so that they know and understand that they are the ultimate line in the sand. They are the ultimate defense for the people in this country, and there should not be one Amish farmer or any atheist farmer, for that matter, I don't care what religion they are, not go to jail because they deal in raw milk or they don't pasteurize their milk. How absurd can we get? And I even have a compromise that would even allow government to get involved in this issue that the Amish farmers and other farmers are not against. Just simply put a sign in front of the farm stating the same thing that cigarettes say. Warning, this product might be dangerous to your health. What's wrong with that? We put it on the cigarettes, which we know are going to kill people.
Well, let me stop you right there. Let me stop you right there.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Sheriff, let me stop you right there. We had a big statistics study article that Natural News did just 2 days ago. That Mike Adams put out in the Drudge Report link to, and I'm going from memory, but it's regular milk, pasteurized, boiled, it's not even real milk, has 150 times the 150 times the manure, blood, pus. The big industry wants to cook it so they can give you crud. Raw milk has to be clean and pure. I mean, it's incredible, but shifting gears, this is the key to all this. The reason they're so scared of you is they mentioned here in the Denver Post that when the EPA, when the new regulations, when the bureaucrats try to go on people's property, you know, they're telling sheriffs, you know, don't let them. Well, you're saying make all these new agencies follow the Constitution, be in control of your county, make them check in with you. Right. This gets in the way of Agenda 21 and their plan to come in with the hordes of bureaucrats and eat out our substance. You're trying to reawaken America. You're trying to do something as American as apple pie. Right. And this is like holy water to vampires.
Well, that's a good way to put it. That's almost as good as Safety Sally. Quite frankly, Alex, you're absolutely correct. We did have a good presentation about Agenda 21 at our event, but we took it step by step. It was a clock, it was a block on block approach, okay, block building. We started with all the abuses going on in about a 15-minute video. Then Michael Badnarik came in and spoke an hour about the Bill of Rights. I reviewed my case that you already talked about, that this addressed jurisdiction. And that my case proved that the federal government does not have jurisdiction in our counties and that local officials are the ones in charge. And then right after that, we went on break. And I have to tell you, a sheriff from Texas came up to me and he said, you know, Sheriff Mack, I got to tell you, I was really wondering about coming to this convention. And then he put his hands up to his face like this and he said, you got me. And you see, Alex, that was the feeling in the room the whole time. The founding fathers were walking around in that room. It just felt like something so historic, so powerful, so patriotic, so foundational and fundamental, so constitutional. The sheriffs that were there loved it. They were engaged and they were dedicated to this cause.
Amazing. You were feeling the tide turning. When we come back, I want you to go over the abuses, go over the solutions, In fact, I'm going to try to just sit back and give you the floor to break down what you did there to give us a flavor of that and how this is a key chink in the globalist armor. This is the tide turning. That's the feeling.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I ate a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Way up north, way up north, north to Alaska, go north, the rest is home. North to Alaska, go north, the rest is home.
All right, this is very elementary. This is a short segment, long 18-minute segment coming up, and a 5-minute segment with Sheriff Richard Mack in studio. With us, and he's offered to co-host sometime or fill in for me, so look for him in the chair there that Mike Adams and others have filled so amply. Sheriff, in this short segment, I just want to introduce it with this point, and I'm going to turn over much of this hour to you.
It's very elementary. The globalists know there's money and power in taking over government and taxing and controlling people. That's the history of the world. America's founded on not trusting the government, keeping it small. That's what made us great. Here you come and I come and others and Ron Paul with basic common sense, and the bad guys run around calling themselves the arbiters, brainwashing police, brainwashing military. They don't like it that a well-spoken guy who's been successful like you at the Supreme Court, who's credible, comes up with real information, and that now they've gotten into government and have illegitimately used it to take power. You're going back to the original Constitution and key positions like sheriff.
Right.
And to a certain extent, police chief as well, but nothing like sheriff. It's elected.
Right.
Again, elected, key word, the people, and saying checkmate to the power grab. And they don't like this idea of conservatives, constitutionalists, running for sheriff, converting sheriff. So we left off with the electricity in the room,
right.
Sheriffs coming up that went there because their constituents asked them to go, saying, I came with an open mind, but I'm sold now just on the common sense. Go ahead.
Well, and that happened throughout the day, Alex, and I really wished you could have been there. Everybody that donated, we would have loved to have had them there, and it was so powerful. And we had comments like this from sheriffs all day long, and another sheriff from Oregon after the lunch break came up and said, boy, some of the sheriffs in Oregon told me not to come to this because it was too radical. There's nothing radical about this, just the Constitution. And again, another testimonial about what we were really doing there. And then right after the break, we had Joe Bannister speak. And of course, you know what he speaks about, the IRS and the subversive subterfuge of the IRS. And then we had your friend and mine, Larry Pratt. And he spoke about the Second Amendment. And of course, the attacks of our own government towards the Second Amendment, our right to keep and bear arms. And of course, he talked about Fast and Furious, and you just spoke about this as well, and that the intent of the Fast and Furious project was a backdoor approach to create more gun control in this country and blame Arizona gun shows and gun shops on the infiltration of firearms to Mexican cartels. In actuality, this was the BATF, and this was a murder and one of the biggest conspiracies in the history of our country, and probably the most horrific conspiracy by our own government since the assassination of JFK. And so now we're looking at all of these issues as we present the truth to all these sheriffs. And in the afternoon, what did we do? We had sheriffs speaking, current employed constitutional sheriffs. And I have to tell you, Sheriff Brad Rogers from Indiana, who actually stood against the FDA going after one of the Amish farmers in his county. And the remarkable thing about this incident with David Hostetler, the Amish farmer, was that he had already passed every inspection the FDA threw at him. His place was just fine. It was all up to code. It was very clean, no problems. And they still kept after him. And they, in fact, had him going before a grand jury in Detroit. And finally, Hostetler called us. He called his sheriff and said, I'm actually getting tired of this now. I've done everything they asked me to do. I've let them on my property, even though they had no probable cause or warrants. He says, I don't want them here anymore. So what did Brad Rogers do? He told the FDA, don't come back. They tried to come back, and he said, look, I told you, don't come back. If you try to come on this man's property again, I'm going to charge you with trespassing unless you have a warrant signed by a judge or probable cause. Guess who won? Sheriff Brad Rogers. And so this was we had Brad Rogers tell his story and what he's doing to be a constitutional sheriff in Indiana. And I have to tell you, we had about 8 sheriffs, maybe 9, from Northern California attend this event. I mean, we had more sheriffs from California than we did Montana or Idaho or Nevada or Arizona or New Mexico. We have sheriffs standing in California now because they've seen just what you were alluding to earlier, the abuses of government coming after people. They're trying to destroy families and farms in Siskiyou County, California. I would have to say one of the biggest home runs hit in the afternoon session was by Sheriff John Lopey. He was absolutely amazing.
Stay there. I want to hear about that sheriff when we come back. This is such good news. This is why the globalists are so afraid. They do not want us to make the sheriffs and police and others our friends and to realize they are Americans like us. We've got to stick together. And the Bill of Rights and Constitution is all of our shields.
and they're so scared that we're starting to exercise our constitutional authority.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry.
I live back in the woods, you see.
The interest is up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go.
That's
down
why they don't like you. They want you in their big mega cities where they can totally control you. Sheriff Richard Mack is our guest, and we're covering a host of issues, but this is victory. This is the smell, the taste, the look of it. People that supported Sheriff Mack and helped finance getting over 100 sheriffs to that event, yeah, so that they could hear the truth and the fact that they're going to have more events, the fact that it was a success. This is something that spells the end of the New World Order if it catches on, and that's why the mainstream corporate trader media is so angry and so scared of this. We the people aren't supposed to talk to our elected representatives. We're not supposed to have them carry out the law and Bill of Rights and Constitution. They're just supposed to let the Fed set up threat fusion centers and get rid of any jurisdiction. No, we're here to enforce the law, and it scares the system to death.
Yeah.
That when you've got the EPA harassing Amish while our borders are wide open, and the Amish are nice and say, come on to our property over and over again, and the government treats them like trash. I mean, I've seen reports where people pick their own potatoes, and the feds learn they're eating them and show up and make them throw them away. I mean, folks, it's getting crazy because it's meant to be crazy. Stalin didn't let people grow their own food. Mao, that's when they killed 60-plus million people, wouldn't let all the farmers have their own farms anymore. They want big mega farms they can control. Food is a weapon. Agenda 21 is this globalist, corporate fascist on top, but a communist system for us. It's here. You didn't think you'd have government health care? It's here. You didn't think they'd do all the things they've done? It's here. NDAA saying they'll use the military on the people. Military drones being used against farmers and ranchers? It's here. It's here, it's here, it's here, it's here. We have criminals in the federal government. And the Shield is enforcing the Constitution against them. But they're like, don't be radical. Don't enforce the Constitution on us. Now, go through some more of the sheriffs and what they're doing, the actual current serving sheriffs that were there who spoke. You had over 100, you know, active sheriffs, you know, current sheriffs there. But some of the folks that spoke, you got up to one who's really having victories against tyranny. And your example of standing up for the feds is now spreading like wildfire. And we're rediscovering good old-fashioned American law and common sense, Sheriff Mack.
Yeah, it is, Alex, and thanks. And you pegged it right on the nose. This was the good news. This is really good news. And this is sheriffs simply standing all across the country. So the other good news that you already know also is that I'm running for United States Congress here in Texas. And so if anybody would like to get on board with any of this, you can still get involved with the Sheriff Project. Go to countysheriffproject.org because we are planning our next event. You pegged that also, Alex. We are planning another one, and we're trying to go east with this because they're really trying to destroy the office of sheriff in the east, in particular Delaware. They've already voted the sheriff out 10 years ago in Connecticut. There's no more sheriffs in Connecticut. Now they're trying to do the same in Delaware and Massachusetts and Maryland, Rhode Island, and now Pennsylvania. It's starting to happen there. Why is it that there's such an attack on the office of sheriff, but they're not going after the chiefs of police? They're not going after the state police. They're not going after the highway patrol. They're going after the office of sheriff, which has been in existence for over 1,000 years. Why now? Why this movement to attack the power and authority of the sheriff or to destroy the office altogether? We know what the answer is. They're afraid of the sheriffs. And when sheriffs wake up and know what their real duty is to protect people from tyrannical government, there's the solution. And Alex, I have to tell you, also in the afternoon session, we had another huge solution. It was County Commissioner Peggy Littleton. And your audience can see these videos at countysheriffproject.org. And there's also a YouTube channel. I think it's youtube.com/.
And by the way, that's a great idea. Go to the website, get the YouTubes that are posted, yeah, and send them to your sheriff and send them over and over again. Exactly. Because even if they can't go to these events, the media can be seen by every sheriff in the country, and that's a mission. In fact, I'm going to ask Kurt Nemo to do a write-up today or tomorrow on this interview, posting this, right, and then under it, links and some of those videos, you know, Operation, you know, Warn the Sheriff. Because as you said, it's over 1,000-year-old institution, and they wouldn't be attacking it like they're attacking the Constitution. Look at the New York Times, CNN, Time Magazine, all saying, get rid of the Constitution. Get rid of the sheriff. They want those last links because they know any time we can wake up and say, we have the authority. You foreign UN-run banks, you just can't come in here and take over. You're a bunch of criminals. Right. And we need to get aggressive and call them out. In fact, did you tell the story, though, of the sheriff, as we went to break, some more of those stories you were going to tell about some of the other sheriffs that spoke?
Well, the one I really liked, too, was Peggy Littleton, the county commissioner, standing up with her sheriff. So they both did a presentation together. And, Alex, this is going to knock you back out of your chair, so hold on. This was a county commissioner standing with her sheriff, county sheriff, telling how they've been working on nullifying the NDAA. They've actually worked on that together. Now, let me tell you, in my book, it actually gives this, in The Magic of Gun Control, my new book, it actually gives this as an equation in the book. A constitutional county commissioner plus a constitutional county sheriff equals American liberty. You put those two together, working hand in hand like Peggy Littleton and Sheriff Makita are, they got up and did their presentation. Again, you can see this on my website and at the same time help donate for our next convention that we're going to have hopefully out near Delaware so that we can make the East understand and the people out there understand the threat that's happening from our own government and from their own governments towards the office of the sheriff and how badly you have got to get involved in protecting the office of sheriff. So you can donate at County Sheriff Project, countysheriffproject.org, and you can also get these videos. And then I'm going to be marketing very soon now an hour highlight of this entire convention. And this convention lasted all day long. It started at 8:30 in the morning and went to 9:30 at night. These sheriffs really dedicated themselves to it. We actually took a group photo, and that's out there as well. We had these sheriffs standing together, taking this picture proudly in uniform. We are the sheriff.
Yeah.
We are the constitutional sheriffs standing together, united. And
well, the system is doing... It's wonderful. The system is doing everything they can to keep we the people from engaging with our elected representatives that we've elected. And I mean, I was just looking at an example of when you were supposed to speak in the past at different sheriff's associations. You've spoken at many. Mm-hmm. The Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, and others run in there as a little gatekeepers, in the case of ADL working for a foreign government publicly, and say that do not have Sheriff Smack. He's a terrible person who was praised by Justice Scalia and won this big case and has been all over national television. You know, don't you dare have him come speak. I saw a case a few years ago. Mississippi Sheriff's Association canceled Sheriff Mack's speech. People can also contact the different sheriff's associations and tell them, have Sheriff Mack come speak. Because, you know, you wear a suit and a tie. You're well-spoken. You're a genteel, handsome fellow. You have the Constitution on your side. They hate that image, and it scares them. Here's a real American. Here's a real sheriff. Here's a real constitutionalist. Here's a guy with a great record, never even had to pull his firearm out in violence. Let's lie about him and say he wants to kill cops. And I know you're suing him now. It's time to turn the tide and say, listen, you foreign intelligence operations. Listen, you globalist operations. Southern Poverty Law Center, why'd you have people inside Elohim City? Why'd that come out in different lawsuits and documents that have been released? Let's get on the offensive with these rats like you're doing. So let's speak about the Southern Slime Center and what they did to you and what they've done to, well, they've done stuff to me as well.
Sure.
A very dangerous organization. Linked up with George Soros, of course, and Media Matters and the Obama administration. Obama now telling preachers, get people to vote for me, turn your churches into campaign operations. I played that clip last hour. This is while they tell other churches that are libertarian or constitutional or conservative, you'll be arrested if you talk about politics. When churches can talk about politics, you just can't have the president turning it into an official campaign office. I mean, that's incredible. They're saying you don't have speech, but we're going to take them over for Obama. I mean, they are the enemies of America. There's no debating it anymore, folks. Everything we talked about 20 years ago is coming true. Everything Mac talked about 20 years ago is coming true. We deserve a pat on the back, and we're getting that. And the system's scared. So let's get into the Southern Slime Center and other things that are happening.
That's one of my least favorite subjects, of course, is the Southern Poverty Slime Center. But that's what they are. They're a bunch of liars. Mark Potok is a liar. And they've been attacking me ever since I filed my lawsuit against the federal government in 1994. And they've been lying about me and lying about me. And they've been lying about you. And they've been lying about Ron Paul and Judge Napolitano. And I'm wondering if that's what was part of the reason behind Judge Napolitano getting fired. Of course, another great man getting
fired. Oh, no, that's admitted. Those guys linked up with Soros' group, Media Matters. Media Matters wrote letters saying fire him.
Oh, okay.
I mean, and who are these people? No one even visits their website. It's an Obama front group, and everyone has to bow down to them? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well... And Judge Napolitano's had me on his show six times in the last 2 years talking about these very same issues that you and I are talking about today. And the Southern Poverty Law Center, when I get to Congress, and I am running for Congress, and I'm a serious candidate, I'm running and I'm going to replace this rhino Republican known as Lamar Smith in District 21 because he's been nothing but...
He's horrible.
You know what he said? Two nights ago, I went and heard him speak. I was in the audience. One of the members in the audience asked him specifically, why did you vote for NDAA, and what's wrong with NDAA, and isn't it an attack at American citizens? And he says, I quote, I signed the NDAA happily. And that's the guy I'm running against. So, again, if you...
Unbelievable. And Obama.
Yeah, yeah. And he, exactly, he increased the power to Barack Obama in the biggest power grab for a president since King George III sent redcoats to America. This is so out of line. And
well, I mean, I've been around him forever. I mean, his district used to come right up to Austin. He always talks a good game, but his actions are power-grabbing big government. I hope you can replace Smith, and that's a separate interview we're going to do, but very exciting. Specifically, though, your lawsuit against the against Potok. Tell folks what he did to you.
Well, you already alluded to part of it, but they've gone after me for years, and lying about me being a racist and a bigot and all these other things that are absolutely not true.
They just make it up.
They just make it up as they go along, yeah. And so finally, when he did this one, I actually got a hold of him. He had a reporter call me, and I said, why should I talk to you? You guys have never called me before. You lie about me all the time. This is the first time in 16 years that you've ever had anybody call me to verify anything that you have lied about me on. And he says, well, when have we lied about you? And I said, well, the most recently is in your stupid magazine, The Intel Report, where you said that I advocate violence against federal agents. I said, I've never said that in my life. And yet you guys quote me as saying that this is the worst thing of all the people that you're attacking, that I'm the worst one. And Mark Potok got on the phone after that, and he was emailing me and calling me and emailing me and calling me. And I said, look, you're either going to settle this with me and we'll take care of this as gentlemen, or I'm going to sue you. And they would not have anything to do with being upfront or honest about it, so I sued them. And they did print a retraction. They came back to me later, and they said, you're right, you didn't say that, what we said you said. It was just a mistake on the transcription. So you know darn well it wasn't a mistake. I told him that. I'm not telling you that, Alex. I told that to Mark Potok. I said, you know darn well it was not a mistake.
Well, look.
And they have caused me a lot of damage, just like you said. And other sheriffs have been...
Well, no, that's what they used to get you canceled, speaking to law enforcement groups. They said, listen, we all know they're writing the MIAC and Homeland Security reports with the ADL. It's admitted they do. And when you get the internal stuff that we've broken from good police and sheriffs and federal marshals and state police that have sent us these things over the years, it's trying to induce this state of craziness. Do they wear blue jeans? Is there Ron Paul stickers, cell phones? Goggles, masks, recording equipment. Do they pay cash for coffee? Who doesn't pay cash for coffee when it's $2 or $1.50? I mean, it's crazy that this is going on. And
but let me tell you one other thing.
It's total paranoia is what they're trying to induce, where we don't trust each other, and the police don't trust the citizens, and it's an us against them, but we trust Janet Napolitano, who's shipping guns into Mexico.
Right, exactly. And I will tell you that when I get to Congress, that I'm going to follow the money trail with the Southern Poverty Law Center. I'm going to see how much money from the FBI, CIA, and other federal law enforcement agencies has been shuttled over to, smuggled, I should say, over to Southern Poverty Law Center. I know they get a lot of contracts with the federal government. I want to know how much ACORN-type money has gone to the Southern Poverty Law Center. I want to see what the relationship is there. I want to stop all that funding, just like they've done to Planned Parenthood and ACORN and other groups. I know darn well they get federal money. I want it publicized how much. And how much support the
our money
is giving them.
They use our money against us, and it's time it stops. These slugs get our money and then try to tell people we're bad for our First Amendment.
Right.
On our money, trying to silence us.
Yeah, and they've done nothing to combat what the abuses of government are. They've never stood against destroying farms and families and the Amish or anybody else, but they
always demonize. Well, and now they're even demonizing the Amish. I mean, now they're Al Qaeda. But let's expand on this. You don't file lawsuits to lose. I mean, you won the Supreme Court. You've been successful.
Right.
So you looked at this, and I know it's only been a few months, and these things move slow. But when will we get some updates? I guess they've either got to respond, settle, or there's going to then start being the discovery. Ooh, that's going to be fun.
I know discovery will be fun, and we're just getting now into discovery issues. We're right now fighting their motion to dismiss on some ridiculous technicalities. But their lawyers are shrewd. You know darn well they have a bunch of lawyers who are very seasoned lawyers, very expensive lawyers. Their goal is they're
the Justice Department. I mean, they are the Justice Department.
Yeah, those types.
I mean, it's come out that they are basically the Justice Department, just as a quasi-private group. It's the Justice Department.
Right.
It's like the communist element of the Justice Department.
So that's where we are at this point. We're fighting that one. Their lawyer just met with my lawyer. And let me tell you another. Their plan is to keep trying every technicality that they can so that they can hurt us financially on this and that we won't be able to continue financially. Let me guarantee you, Alex, that's not going to happen. Okay? I've already talked to my
lawyer. Well, look, when it comes to libel, slander, and defamation, it doesn't matter if they say you're a public figure. It doesn't matter if they say they're a media outlet. When you start saying that people are saying kill cops, that is dangerous. That goes in databases, as you know.
Exactly. That puts me under investigation from the FBI or federal agencies now because of what Southern Poverty Law Center has said.
They're going to lose. You cannot do that. That's the worst thing you can say about somebody is that you're calling for killing people.
Right.
I mean, and unbelievable. We'll be right back. Stay there.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
If you're having any problems with the IRS or a local revenue agency, I understand and I can help. I'm tax attorney Tony Dennison. When I was a kid, the IRS came after my mother's house because of mistaken information. Ever since then, I've dedicated my life to defending people in trouble with the IRS. I'm a real tax attorney, which means I have two law degrees, a standard law degree known as a JD, and a tax law degree known as a Master's of the Laws in Taxation. I've been practicing for 10 years and I've helped many of your fellow citizens in tax trouble. If you're in tax trouble, you don't need to be alone and you don't need to call one of those fake lawyer clearinghouses. Call me, Tony Dennison, at Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141, or on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com. It may be the best call you make all year. Dennison Tax Law, 952-886-7141. And again, on the web at DennisonTaxLaw.com.
Thank you.
on churches to support campaign in a PSA. So now government PSAs are campaign ads on race, and then say, use the churches to get me elected with him in the Oval Office, or what looks like the Oval Office. You're not supposed to do that. They commit any crimes they want, do whatever they want. Those of us that stand up and say, we just want America back. We just want freedom. Oh, you're evil. You're a terrorist. You're bad. Years ago, Sheriff Mack, after you'd won your case and were running for sheriff again, you got visited by the FBI with warrants, didn't you, on a little fishing expedition. They tried to put a former Treasury agent in jail who was exposing that the IRS was really collecting money for the private Federal Reserve. All that's true. Yeah. Whatever happened with that case when they were politically going after you?
Well, it was 3 days before my election. I actually moved to Utah to run for county sheriff there, and 3 days before the election, the FBI and IRS raided my office. It was actually aimed at a guy that I had a contract with, and with that contract, he provided me an office. But it was all aimed at him, but they somehow thought they should put my name on their search warrant. But there was no charges levied against
me. And then that was put in the news because you were ahead in the polls.
Of course.
To make you lose.
Yeah, I already won the convention. They have a process there where you kind of meet like the national convention here with Republicans when they nominate their guy. Well, it was a Utah County convention, and I won that 2-1. 2-1 over the incumbent and one of his lieutenants that was also running against him. And so, I almost won the whole thing right then and there. And so they had to find a way to go after me. And, if somebody else had come up to me off the street at one of my events and said, hey, the FBI and IRS raided my office while I was running for office, I would have never believed it, Alex. I'm not kidding you. It was too far out there for me. But it actually happened to me. In fact, my wife is here.
Who would?
Next to me. And she was there at the time. She was the receptionist. Yeah. So anyway, it was a very...
Who would have believed? But I mean, who would have believed? Well, maybe we can do a little bit of overdrive and talk really? To your wife on air here.
Yeah.
who would have believed, Sheriff Mack, that they'd be shipping guns into Mexico and then it to blame the Second Amendment?
Oh.
And in those federal cases that the media won't cover, it's also drug dealing. What do you make of Obama... I don't know if you've seen this video, but it's on Infowars.com, putting out what looks like an Oval Office address, but it's really a campaign ad telling people, get your church to vote for me. Use your church as a campaign office. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, isn't that astonishing that he's forcing these churches to violate their own 501c3 charitable IRS tax exemption? So he's actually violating the law with them. He's actually encouraging them to violate the law that was a stupid law in the first place. You know, no church should be 501c3. That is an obvious violation of the First Amendment. But it's obvious that this administration, Obama, doesn't care about the First Amendment with this recent...
It's all selective.
Yeah, of course it is. It whatever helps him...
Yeah, exactly.
And whatever maintains his power over the American people so that they can continue this... a front known as Agenda 21 and NDAA. And how is it that any Republican in their right mind in Washington would allow President Obama the authority to use the military against American citizens on American soil? Wow, that actually happened.
Well, that was a big wake-up call. I mean, NDAA has woken up so many people.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do a little bit of overdrive. Sometimes we do the fourth hour live. Sometimes we don't. But sometimes it's the first hour re-aired. But we're going to come back with Sheriff Richard Mack. And if your wife wants to pop in and say hi, then that'd be great as well.
Okay.
And, of course, he's old-fashioned, folks. He has a wife. I know that's probably going to be illegal soon. But we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.